Thank you, Jesus.
Let's give him thanks. Let's give him
praise.
Worthy of all
praise.
Worthy of all thanks. Father Lord, you are worthy, our maker, our creator, our defender, our provider, our restorer, our defender. Baba, we worship you. Oh, we give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. Father, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, Father, we thank you. And your Lord, your Lord, God, thank you. Father, we give you thanks. And me,
thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You are worthy to be praised,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
You
thank
are
you,
worthy
Jesus.
To be praised.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you
to be praised.
Thank you, Jesus. Amazunda ya da da kai da 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 da
Oh, In
Jesus' name, we have worshipped.
Amen.
I want us to begin to thank God as this hour. Thank him for who he is.
Thank you, Lord.
name. Lord. You are
thank
worthy.
You, Lord.
I told
thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord. Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Femi. We will not be stranded in the journey of life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The presence of the living God will not depart from you.
Amen.
Thank you so well for bringing down the hand of God tonight. In the hand of God will not depart from you.
Amen.
Brethren, I want us to thank God once more tonight. You see, His power is unsearchable. As far as concerning Tonery, almost any one no ye oh to be Shagbara, Baba. That power that opens the door of the day is only God that knows.
Yes.
Or what does she let one jaw? It's only Him that knows. It's an unsearchable God. My existence today is by the power of the Most High. It's not by your intelligence. It's not by how fervent you are in the place of prayer. It's not by how sharp, how brilliant you are. Leave those one aside. It's not by how grammatical you are. It's not by how you can express yourself. No, it's His mercy. Not by your wisdom. It's the mercy of God that has kept you and IT today. Who are we? He's so mindful of me, so mindful of you to come to worthy to see the month of March. Remember the prayer warriors. Remember those that could even pray more than you. They did not receive the grace that you are either are receiving today. On to fin shagbara re onikan lo ye on to fin je olorun onikan lo ye. I just want to thank God once more. God, I thank you for your presence in my home, for your presence in my life. Bible said to everything that is joined to the living, there is hope. For a living God is better than a dead lion. Thank God that you are alive. You are better than the dead. The dead cannot do anything again. They cannot become somebody in life. The dead cannot even rise up to say, here I am. They cannot even say, they cannot even claim anything in this world again. But you are alive. You are alive today because of His mercy. Bible saying everything we should give thanks. I want you to raise up your voice. If your intention is to be on this platform tonight and to pray, we are going to praise God that God I share your pain, your fool me. Devil wanted to put me to shame, but you show up in the journey of my life. You show up in the journey of my children. You show up in my career. You show up. They wanted to stop my life from moving forward, but God intervened. I want you to give glory to God tonight. And God, I thank you. I bless your name, for you are holy, and forever you will be God in my family. Oh, they wanted to put us to shame. My worry, Ojumati. But God said, no, fear not, for you shall not be put to shame. I want you to bless God tonight. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You have done so much for me. I cannot tell it all, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you because you have done it all for me. Oh, you did not allow the schemes of the enemies to come to pass in my life. They've devised many schemes over your life. They want you to put you to shame. They want to put your life to shame. They want to destroy you. But any of their schemes concerning your life, people, God destroy them. God scatter them. We have our God, we have our Father, Almighty Father, that is behind us, that has gone ahead of us, that is beside us, fighting for us. The devil who is sustaining you, the devil who is sustaining your family, who is sustaining your household, give glory back to God. If you don't want to be an ingrate, give glory to God. His only name is we praise God. Only the living we praise God. I want you to return all the glory back to you. The God, Almighty God, the creator of the entire universe, the one who can kill, the one who can destroy, the one who can keep alive, the one who can change destiny, the one who can transform destiny. I want you to give him the glory. Thank him tonight. God, I thank you for the journey so far. Look at the journey of your life. You do. Against the plan of the devil, and he took you forward, and he's still taking your families forward. I want you to bless his holy name tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Brethren, we have a living God. I want us to pray. We may not even spend the whole time tonight, but I want you to pray. I don't want you to relent. You know, in those days, I used to tell my sister, blessing, I would say, blessing, you did not pray. At times, I would just call her, this is what I saw concerning you. If you did not pray, you will see blessing. Hey, auntie Mikilo Shele, auntie me what happened? Auntie me what happened? I want her to go into the inner room. I've seen her that prayer fire is going down in her life. I couldn't see her praying. I couldn't see her this thing. My juicy, be blessing her. This thing I saw, you see her running. I want her to have that mindset. Hey, she more pray by. Have I been praying? See yourself. Have I been praying? Have I been praying enough? You might have been praying, but you might not have been praying enough. You might not have been praying at all. Are you really praying? Is your mind bearing you witness tonight that with God on my side, am I gonna try? With God on my side, it's not by the many words you are bringing out of your mouth, but it's your consistency, it's your commitment. It might even be 5 minutes every day, but your consistency matters most. Women, I told us the last time, hey, there is no chance in this world again. You are going to create it yourself. Because we're too busy. We're too carried away with the things of this world. We are too occupied. In your life. You are busy. Waking up in the morning, go to work, coming back, you are tired, you are sleeping. You are not doing that routine. Oh, they have what pitch the whole of prayer in your life, and you find it difficult. So stay in the presence of God for even 10 minutes. You cannot. 10 minutes younger, you'll be sleeping. The enemies has done this. The disciple asked him that, Matthew 13:28, the servant said unto him, without them go and gather them. He said, okay, Matthew 13:28. I want us to read Matthew 13:28. If you are there, help me to read it. He said, I want to quote it rightly. He said, I just want to bring out where he said the enemy has done this. 13:28. If you are there before me, please, I wouldn't mind if you can read for me. Okay. He said unto them, an enemy has done this. Why? This is the parable of the wheat. I'm not going there. I just need an enemy has done this. If you know you can pray before and you couldn't again, an enemy has done that in your life. An enemy has done that. If you know the level of your commitment before now, and you are not committed to the things of God, you just got relaxed. Enemy has done that in your life. Be careful. Maybe the situation that surrounds you have even made you to withdraw. But well, God is not even answering me again. Brethren, an enemy has done that. If you want to get it to the level of turning point, you will not even allow situation or circumstances around you to draw you back. You still forge ahead because you know, and you know that which you wanted. You know, and you know that which you are looking up to God to give unto you. Whatever you are doing before and you cannot meet up with it again in God, in Christ, it means that an enemy has done that in your life. Yes, an enemy has done that. Because they always come to corrupt what God has planted. There's some seed that grown in human life. Those seed, you know, he said that 15:13, Matthew 15:13. He said, every plant that my father has not planted shall be uprooted. Tree of weakness, tiredness in the place of prayer. But you can press for hours. When you read Isaiah 49:24-25, he said, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? He said, but don't fear the Lord. Even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. Said the Lord. Only for I will contend with those that contend with thee, and I will save your children. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty? God is saying that even when situation seems very difficult for you, when situation seems tired, when situation seems boring, he has the power to intervene. When the situation seems awkward, when situation seems that he wants to take you away, he said that God has the power to contend with the situation. God has the power to destroy the situation. There is no battle God cannot win. There is no battle God cannot fight. But we want it hastily.
I want us to pray tonight. I want you to pray tonight.
Every situations around me that are not palatable. Father, I don't want to see them again. I'm not palatable situations. You are crying to God every day, only want me unfair. I don't want them. I don't want them. Every situations around me. Every situations around my home. I don't want them. It's what you don't want, you are saying out to God. It's not, it's a no month again. You need to call it, you need to call God. You need to speak to God. Speak to God. We are here tonight to speak up. Either what we want or what we don't want, to cry to God. I want you to thank God, Lord. Take away my pains. Every situation around me. Father, please, I don't want to see them again. Take a way out for me tonight. Take away my pain. Take away my pains tonight. Only one more in a mikuro. In the name of Jesus, mikuro, Lord. Take away my pain tonight, oh Lord. Enough is enough. Take away my pain. Take away my pain tonight, oh Lord. There is no situation that is bigger than you, Lord. Take away my pain tonight in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. I believe we're praying tonight. I believe you are here to pray, not to come and watch. I believe you are praying tonight, brother. I want you to pray, Lord. Take away my pain. I don't know if I experience pain. It might be your body, it might be situation, palatable situation. It may even be financial problem. I don't know the problem. It might even be what you are carrying within your body. Brethren, I want you to pray tonight. God, take away my pain.
Take away my pain in the mighty name of Jesus. Take away my pain. In the name of Jesus. Take away my pain. In the mighty name of Jesus. Take away my pain. In the name of Jesus. Take away my pain. In the mighty name of Jesus. Take away my pain. In the name of Jesus. Take away my pain. In the name of Jesus. Take away my pain. In the name of Jesus.
Brethren, there's what we call satanic arrangement. That what will keep people at the bottom of life. What will struggle? But devil will be pushing that person back. But no, need it, they say. Satanic arrangement. You want to get married, they did not allow you. You want to do business, they did not allow you. You want to travel abroad, they did not allow you. You are even abroad, go see
that one, they got
better. The people at home are even better off. You want to do everything, no way. As you are trying, as you are aspiring, as you are moving, they did not allow. It now seems as if there is a madness that is pushing you. It's a madness that is just magnetizing your life. How do we go about this? And we're celebrating 50 years birthday, 40 year birthday. Lord, do we post picture? People will say happy new year, happy birthday, more glorious year, more glorious this. But you know that something are not right. You know that something is wrong. You know that something is not working. You yourself, you will go for a photo shoot. They will snap you. You take a beautiful picture. You take pictures. People will post. They say, that sister, she's this. Some people will even want to be like you. But they don't know that something is fishing underground. You cannot share with them. Satanic arrangement. Brothers of Joseph, they made an arrangement to destroy him, to kill him because of what he carried. They plotted against him. They wanted to destroy him. If you don't need prayer, why don't you pray for your children? Devil have seen ahead of us. Even a child that was born this morning, even not this morning, now, that was planned for such a child. Because they are roaring like a lion. They are moving around. They have the details of everyone at hand. I want you to pray tonight. You are not praying for yourself alone. You say, I cancel every satanic arrangement intended to keep me at the bottom of life. Arrangement. I cancel every satanic arrangement. Intended to keep my children at the bottom of life.
Amen.
Brethren, we're going to focus this time around. to be on our children. Every satanic arrangement that wanted to keep my children at the bottom of life. Go one bad position or no reposition by Waleri. Go one move. No, nothing. You even seen in the life of the child. Dada, only one my bamio. Oh, they didn't have become stubborn. Don't know what to do. Therefore, I've done this. It has done this. Glorious children, great children, advanced us, Auntie Danko. You yourself said you are glorious, but there's something that the enemy has done in your life. Alagbara, what that be alive, Alagbara? You see, Motik Badura. I did not see anywhere else. What else do I need to do alone? You are now asking God's questions instead of you to pray. Because you are tired, you are fed up. As human, you are tired. You are fed up. You don't know what to do again. Adura, don't you want to declare? You have been praying for years. There is a satanic arrangement that is fishing somewhere. Enemy has done this. And if we do not attend to what enemy has done, there is nothing caught in a turning point. You are going to pray. The singles in our midst will still address it to themselves. The mummies will attach it to their children. And I believe that the singles in our midst, wedding bell will soon ring in your life, in your home. As the Lord lives and his spirit lives, you will soon print out your invitation letter, wedding letter. You will still print them out. Whatever that is blocking that is stopping you, when the Lord have not commanded it, stand on some. Who is that saying that you will not get married? That the Lord did not authorize it. Who is the person? Who is more than my God? Is there anything God cannot do? Everything that is stopping you, whosoever. Be spirit, be human being. Tonight, I pray that there will be a shaking in their midst.
There will be a shaking
in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for your children at this time that, Lord, I cancel the arrangement of darkness intended to put me and my children at the bottom of life.
I cancel them tonight in the name of Jesus.
Brethren, we need to tune up. We need to add more zeal to our prayer. When we read Jeremiah 51, verse 1, yes. Jeremiah 51, verse 1. Please, if you are with your Bible, you can read, or you can open it and let us read together. 51, verse 1.
If
is anyone reading? Mm-hmm. It said, God said the Lord, behold, I will raise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them, that rise up against me, grace, a destroying wind. Are you with your Bible there? Please, I want you to read. I want you to read it. Let somebody read it in there on the group, please. Kindly read if you are there.
Thus said the Lord.
All right.
Behold, I will rise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me.
Against me, grace. He said he's going to send a destroying wind. So that you will not be the one that frame it or that cook it. That's why I said somebody to read it in the group. He said, a destroying wind. What is that Babylon? The power that is telling you that doesn't want you to marry. The conspirators. The power of darkness. The power that is saying no to your moving forward. The power that is even disturbing you in your dream. You cannot sleep a complete sleep. They'll be tormenting you in your dream. The power that doesn't want you to stay in that matrimony home. They are Babylonian power. But the good news today, God is saying that I will send a destroying wind
again.
Can I hear your amen, please?
Amen.
A destroying wind against the spirit of delay. Spirit of delay. He is going to send a destroying wind. Jimmy, I want you to pray tonight, Lord. Arise tonight, the Lord. Send a destroying wind. Please let us mute, please. Father, arise and send a destroying wind against every power working against my life and destiny. A destroying wind. Lord. Send a destroying wind. Oh, only let me at least see how one thing better. Hey, I'm trying. Maybe I can read it in Yoruba. You know, emi oru afefe iparun, emi oru afefe iparun soke si babeli, very deep. Afefe iparun soke si babeli, wind of destruction. God is talking here. Your own tonight is for you to have that strong faith with me. Without your faith, one will just be praying without any answer. And you'll be asking yourself, Peshe Bimo Badura or Longba me. Ongbadura should be Bagbai or Romadura Tongba. You'll be praying for years now. You have been counting details in the place of prayer. So, but you do not have faith. Your faith is very important, it's very key in the place of prayer. God has promised you that he's going to send a wind of destruction. I want you to pray tonight. I believe you are with your Bible. Lift up your Bible up and pray to God. I'm carrying my own Bible tonight. I tell you to God, I want to stop my children. Every power that want to stop my husband, sign the destroying wind against them tonight. I believe we're praying, mothers. You need to pray for those children. He said that we saw the wind. They are Babylonian powers. He said, I'm going to send a destroying wind against every power working against my life and destiny. Are you praying?
Hold your breath.
Brethren, when you read John 3:8, he said, for this purpose, the Son of God manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Yes.
He was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. We must not give room to the devil. If you take your life with levity, and you come out barrage for what in Rider, Kaimo Queen, Indica, Imo Queen, Sunde. You are going to pray again. We serve a God of suddenly.
Allah'ım, 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 Allah'ım,
He said, I will contend with him that contend with thee. Even the strength of the mighty shall be taken away. It's not of my business. God is saying, he said, but I will with them that contend with thee. All about Jamie, you're about one job. Some people are fighting with you. That's why they tie you down. The talking that was tied down, God said they should go and bring it. He said, when you get there, they will ask you, why do you want to lose them? He said, tell them that God is in need of them. They tie the donkey and the baby down there. Not allow the donkey to move. The donkey was moving around the circle. And some people's life are like that donkey. Back engine, it go where? When you scatter your body, you be crying. But when you're only packaging it, but not for packaging, my sisters. Enough for deceiving yourself.
Oh, yes.
He said that we contend with them. You are just moving in a circle. The men you are just flying on your own. Nothing to show for the journey of life. You are 40 years. You bought that picture, we greeted you. Has God has gone something that is worth that your age.
Brethren,
I got a far war, long water to shink, and why you are. I hear you too, come on, no, but say, no, or else only 5,000 men, you want me?
You are disturbing us. She's not even hearing. Praise the Lord. So, according to that, Isaiah 49:25, you know, God has a purpose for us. He said, the plan that I have for you, they are plan of good and not of evil, to give you a hope and a good ending. But devil has done this. The plan of God is for you and I to exert, to marry, to give children, to get pregnant, to do all sorts. But the enemy has done this. The enemy has brought delay in some areas. The enemy has done this. Or that is Sheyi. That is why we're canceling evil decrees in our life. I want us to pray tonight. According to Isaiah 49:25, arise and fight my battle that is beyond my strength. Some battles cannot be beyond your strength. If we check your phone, you have thousands number of prophets on your phone. That be a draw for me. This is what I'm facing. I want you to pray. Go to Juagbara, me lo. Onu waba mi shalale. Go to Juagbara, me lo. Shafu mi nale.
Go to Juagbara, me lo.
Onu waba mi shalale.
Olu kɔni tɛ se ka kɛ.
You know, he said, for I will contend with him that contend with you.
That contend with you, yes.
Okay. Okay, and it's your own bow, Johnny, and your badger. And you'll sit down one more, Rena.
Oh, yes.
You are going to pray. Oh, no, what? No, Bamija, Tomo Tomo. Who is that one that is fighting with me? That is causing the length of the journey of my life. Oh no, it is with you. It's not me that wrote this. It's God. It's the scripture. It said that we contend with those that contend with you. Oh no, according to your word tonight. Oh no, I don't want ya. Brethren, we're going to pray this prayer point. Every arrow of no way targeted against my children. Every arrow of no way targeted against marriage.
Against my marriage. Every arrow against my marriage. Against children. Against against my life. Against my children's life.
Mighty name we pray. You know, when you read the book of First Psalm, Second Samuel 15:31, the Lord turned the captivity of Ahithophel into foolishness. He turned the plan of Ahithophel into foolishness. When you read the book of Esther as well, he turned the plan of Emma into foolishness. And have you read that the Bible says whosoever that break an edge, the serpent shall bite? Have you read that they said and don't get your knowledge of Joma Buso? Yes. There are a lot of plans. We're still working on the arrangement, satanic arrangement over you, over my life, over our children. Plot of Haman against the Jews. But God turned it around. Who is that one that is planning evil? But the planned it. They've even done it. They've reached a conclusion.
They've made a verdict on you.
They are even the one that is even controlling your life and their spirit. You did not even have your own life to live. Because there is a higher power. There is a power that is higher than the one you carry. Women, that is the place of seeking for power. Holy, there are power in high places. There are power of darkness. Your own power should be able to be higher. To be above them. This is when you know that you have work to do. I want you to pray. Father, frustrate every evil plan against my children.
Amen.
The final prayer, we are going to pray a prayer of agreement for single sisters in our midst, that we want the burden of marriages to live in their homes, in their lives. We want God to surprise them in this first quarter of year 2026. Is there anything too difficult for God to do? Oh, God, what's the rush of people? Allah will beat me. Allah will tell you, get a bad lamb's phone. And I'll call last song. Is there anything he cannot do? I want you to agree with me. Pray me to pray for them. That God should surprise the right man, the best man. Go your way. That God should visit them. Everyone looking for the fruit of the womb. That is the second one. The only one. Letters of the mother of twins. Come on, Jesus, pray for them like that. And every one of the sickness, you are welcome. So, hand of God, you pray for them. Name of Jesus, every sickness, you are welcome. And they want to do just to bring the right man on their way. Name of Jesus, the right man, the right man, the man, the right 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 man.
In the name of Jesus,
whatever we have, his name is going to do it for us. He's the God of all flesh. Is there anything that is too difficult for him to do? He's the God that I am. He's the other Father. He said, call upon me and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things in which you've never seen. By the reason of your tonight's prayer, God will show you great and mighty things in which you've never seen. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you tonight that before the end of March, that your endless expectations shall be met in the name of Jesus. Thing that is very key to you, that key you have been wailing and crying, your major prayer points. I decree, I stand at the oracle of the living God of my life tonight.
I decree tonight. I pray for you tonight.
In the name of Jesus.
I decree to your life tonight. Before the end of March, of joy.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So be it.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Please, before you sleep tonight, I want you to have a 5 minutes of praise. Just praise and dance. Ensure you dance tonight. Sing to yourself and dance. Sing to yourself and make sure you shake your body tonight before you sleep. Just for like 5 minutes. And I want you to be expectant. Be expectant. Don't say anything that is negative to yourself. God is working on your behalf, and your testimony is on the way. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name.